Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
It was a bilious piece of dirt that made me cry out in pain.
Did you say it was a brilliant piece of work and you'll fly me out to Spain?
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it.
Yes, Friday is movie day here on The Takeaway. With me now in the studio, our movie date team, Kristen Meiser, culture producer for The Takeaway, and of course, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Kristen and Rafer, welcome.
Hey, guys. Hey, Tom. How are you?
Great to have both of you. Welcome back to the show. Let's do trivia before we get started on this week's movies. Now, again, you remember the rules. You're not going to answer now. Save your answer for the end of the segment so that people can mull this. One of the movies that we're talking about today is A Walk in the Woods with Robert Redford and Nick Nolte. Now, here's your audio trivia. Listen.
I have to say about it.
Nick Nolte shares that famous scene with someone. You have to name the film and the actor that Nick Nolte shares that scene with. That's coming up at the end of the segment. Let's talk about Walk in the Woods. This is Robert Redford, Nick Nolte, as I mentioned, Emma Thompson, Nick Offerman, who's a favorite of mine. Let's listen to a clip, guys.
Oh, God, this is amazing. From here, you can see all three kinds of rock. There, you see that layered section across that slant? That's sedimentary. And the dark stuff, here, the dark stuff pushing up from underneath, that's igneous, think volcanic.
How do you know all this stuff?
Well, there's these things called books.
Oh, no kidding, they're called books?
Yeah, they're like TV for smart people.
Now, I did read Walk in the Woods. I loved it. A huge popular book. Rafer, what'd you think? Does it translate to film?
Well, I think it's an interesting casting choice, right? Robert Redford is Bill Bryson. Nick Nolte is his friend Stephen Katz, who's this kind of slovenly, out-of-shape guy, and they decide to walk the Appalachian Trail. I think the problem for me was that neither of these characters are very likable. Bill Bryson's character comes off as really snotty and antisocial, and Nick Nolte's character seems really dilapidated and kind of pathetic. And after a while, I thought it was kind of a long slog, and I didn't really appreciate this film at all.
Kristen.
My biggest problem is it really is just a walk in the woods, and you want it to be something bigger than that. You want it to be a metaphor for life, for death, something transcendent about friendship and aging. But it really is just, it's them walking in the woods. And yeah, Redford comes off as a little bit of a snotty know-it-all, which gets really tiresome. He's like, oh, I'm going to mansplain everything to you.
Talks about a lot of geology.
Yes, he does. And I think that the female characters are so underutilized. We have Emma Thompson and Mary Steenburgen. They're amazing, and they're barely used at all. So pleasant, but not a great epic moment that you want it to be.
Okay, well, let's amp up the adrenaline because the transporter, I'm told, has been refueled in the transporter refueled. Listen.
Excuse me, but now we're partners, maybe you can tell me what this is all about.
You do what we ask. I think you will find that the more you venture, the more you will gain. Don't look so sad. In 24 hours, this will all be over. And once you understand what we're up to, you might even like it.
Kristen Meiser, you might even like it, did you?
No, I did not. Not even a little bit. This is about a guy who pretty much is the getaway driver. And in this film, his former sex workers, or actually they're trying to become former sex workers, these women who are trying to escape their work. His job is just to drive them around. But it felt like this was a low-budget Eastern European movie where the translations and the dubbing just were not quite right. The movie doesn't quite hold on to its plot line. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's pretty dull.
Rafer, can you save this one?
Well, that's Ed Skrein, your favorite, right, from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's a replacement for Jason Statham in the Transporter movies. I like those movies. He's a little prettier than Jason Statham, but he doesn't have that forceful charisma. And I have to agree with Kristen. It was very hard to understand this international cast in this film. I found their accents really got in the way. Not as good as the first Transporter by a mile.
Okay, so that's a thumbs down from both Rafer and Kristen. Let's go back to trivia. Right before we go, I played you a clip of a guy singing Roxanne in a famous scene with Nick Nolte, you have to name the film and the actor. Kristen?
Rafer's going to answer this.
Oh, Kristen doesn't know. Rafer?
One of my favorite Walter Hill movies, 48 Hours, and that's Eddie Murphy.
That sure is. That's 48 Hours, and that's Eddie Murphy. You are Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and you are Kristen Meinzer, culture producer here at The Takeaway. Together, you are the Movie Date team. Guys, thanks.
Thanks so much, Todd.